All across the world, ancient cultures have built impressive stone circles. Think Stonehenge in England, the Drumbeg Stone Circle in West Cork, Ireland, or the Stone Circle on Beaver Island. No one knows exactly their significance, but whether they were used for burials, for community gatherings, or connected to religious or agricultural events, like the summer solstice, people will always wonder why they exist. Today, stone circles are appearing across the U.S. mainly to pay homage to our ancient ancestors, and one of those exists here in Michigan. Poet and educator Terry Wooten built his own stone circle nearly 30 years ago, designed to capture the atmosphere of ancient cultures. It's located north of Traverse City. Terry joins us from close to there, from his home in Elk Rapids. Welcome, Terry.
Well, thank you.
Tell me, what is the significance of your stone circle? Describe it for us.
Well, I built it as sort of a visual enhancer to poetry. It's 88 boulders. They go a ton to 8 ton apiece, and they're in 3 concentric circles with a fire in the middle, like a bonfire, campfire. And I wanted just to give poets, storytellers, musicians a special place to gather. In some ways, I think poetry's lost its roots, you know, for thousands and thousands of years. It was recited around fires, or histories were passed on that way. And I wanted to try to take it back to that. It's a family event here. Sometimes we don't get family. Sometimes we get a lot of college kids. Sometimes we get a lot of elders. And sometimes you'll get a mix of all those cultures.
And what do you do there? What are the events that you do there, Terry?
Pretty much it's all poetry or song, storytelling. It starts around 9 o'clock on Saturday nights. I usually start it. Anybody's welcome to speak here. Poems have to be done by memory. We don't allow too much reading here. This is a child who comes, maybe a young lady or a young guy, and they didn't know that. It will break the rules for them.
What is it, Terry, that happens as people are sitting around encircled by a stone circle as compared to sitting out in the yard around the fire?
Well, I think, again, if you'd see the stone circle, it's pretty impressive, you know, boulders that go a ton to 8 ton apiece, and then the circles. Nobody really knows why stone circles were built. It had that mystery quality to it, kind of a special, natural, magical sort of ambiance. And where it's situated, where I build it, it's crested by trees to a lot of evergreens and pines. And so it's got a wonderful acoustic quality to it. You can bounce the words off the leaves or the trees, you know, and it comes back. So acoustically, it's very sound, too. And again, just the ambiance kind of reminds people how to act in the presence of poetry or song.
Now, you grow up in Cadillac. I'm interested, as you were growing up, when did you become interested in poetry?
I was born in Cadillac, but I was raised in a little town of about 800 people south of Cadillac, southeast of Cadillac, called Marion. And I guess I always had a very inquisitive, questioning nature. My mother said I asked more questions than my sisters, but, you know, times 100, I was constantly following her around. But I didn't recite my poems by memory back then because I was a football player and I didn't think football players were supposed to write poetry, so I kind of kept this side of me hidden. And it just kind of grew from there.
I know you have hundreds of poems memorized and hundreds of them are your own. Would you give us one of your poems? I'd really love to hear old Ernie Harwell.
Oh, you would.
I would.
Actually, I have 559 poems committed to memory.
That's phenomenal.
And the old Ernie Harwell is a favorite in Michigan, and I have 2 thank you letters from Ernie Harwell for that poem. And it goes like this. Over 5,000 Detroit Tiger ball games ago, Grandpa took me trout fishing the old Butterfield Creek. On the way home, half asleep, I listened to Ernie Harwell recite the late innings of a Tiger ball game while Grandpa's cigarette glowed like a campfire in the dark. Outside the car windows, Michigan flowed along. I felt content as young trout snuggled under a log in the current. Since that night, only thing on the radio that rivaled rock and roll or country and western music is Ernie Harwell going on and on like an epic poem full of Ty Cobb trivia and Detroit Tiger history. Like a human baseball encyclopedia always sounding the same, but always different through 3 decades of most of the incarnations of my life. I even proposed to my wife with Ernie crooning in the background. or was it the Rolling Stones song, Time Waits for No One? That was over 2,000 Tiger games ago. Grandpa's been gone since 1979. Late that last September, he whispered, "Psst, I've got a secret. I'm dying." Then he sat there like an old house beside the road and watched life go by like a Denny McClain fastball. There isn't any real security, but Ernie Harwell and Airwaves came close. For my Grandpa Humboldt and Ernie Harwell.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Poet and educator Terry Wooten and his poem, Old Ernie Harwell. That was wonderful. So we'll hear more like that at your events. And I know you're marking the 30th anniversary of the Stone Circle with some evenings of celebration, August 10th and 17th. But as Terry was saying to us, regular gatherings at the Stone Circle start June 22nd, and they continue every Saturday through Labor Day weekend. And we have put a link to Terry's site on our website at michiganradio.org. Terry Wooten, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.